This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Now, America, you know it's time to rock the boat.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good girls and good guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Now, folks, if this is the first time that you've listened to the Sons of Liberty, congratulations first and foremost. But we have to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. This is true. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. This is also true. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise, the few of them that call themselves the elites. We need to deal with them, friends. We really do. I just wanted to tell you, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Interestingly enough, Chase, you were just talking about this, but interestingly enough, friends, yesterday I actually posted a picture of Adolf Hitler talking how he would use the political battering ram and the political tool for the political outcome that he wanted. He would use terrorism. And, by the way, Stalin did the same thing. But I got a Facebook post last night warning me of hate speech. And I emailed back Facebook, and I said to Facebook, I said, you're telling me to warn the American people of past history concerning dictators in warning the American people as to how they operate and what they do is hate speech. So I put period, and then I said, this has been forwarded to my attorney. Folks, Facebook, none of these outlets that are violating Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, they don't have a right to violate law neither. So, folks, I just wanted to let you know, these folks are getting ridiculous. And, Chase, you told me right during, not during the break, but right before the show here, there's no question in your mind that Facebook is messing and vetting with our stuff.
Yeah, and I think Twitter's right alongside it. There's all kinds of people who are crying out against it, and that's why it's so important for people who are in the right and do know what's right to get that much more active and make that much more of an effort to get on and plug in and make things known, because you know that this stuff that you're seeing, if you just click onto the front page, is going to be filtered, and it's what they want you to see. And
I have filed how many reports with Facebook concerning the filth that I've picked up on their websites. I've blocked websites, and I've reported them. And you know what? I've yet to see one of them pulled down. So if you're depraved, then you're vile. You know, go ahead and use Facebook. Right. But the bottom line is America, the American people are going to catch on to this, and sooner or later they're going to go to alternate, you know, sources that will actually promote what needs to be promoted, namely those sources that are they're advocating and standing in alliance with who we are concerning Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, concerning free speech.
Yeah.
We're magnifying the laws, friends, not the crimes. But it seems that these outlets, friends, these resources, if you want to call them that, well, as long as you're vile, debased, and lawless, you have no issues. But the minute you start to warn the American people as to what's going on in this country, all of a sudden you become a prey because you depart from evil. Boy, that sounds like Isaiah 59. 1989.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. When you look at it and say, well, listen, you see all this perverted filth of people doing things in their Facebook, you report those guys, and, of course, they're allowed to continue to do what they do, but you show an example of tyranny and correlate that with what's going on today, then all of a sudden, ooh, you need a warning.
And here's the bottom line. They don't have a right to violate free speech, friends. They can call their community rules. They can label them. They can itemize them. They can write out their own doctrines all they want, but they have no right violating free speech. It should be made accessible to me, and what goes out and what goes through my Facebook should be the same for anybody else that is abiding by the laws of our republic. But in saying that, friends, interestingly enough, they don't want you going to Sons of Liberty Radio. Now, you got to ask yourself that question. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, why would they not want you going to that website? Or let me go over to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Why would they not want you going over to them websites? Check them out. I got a fan page and I got a personal page. And Chase just got done telling you, the radio producer here, the man of many hats, just got done telling us, friends, even on Twitter, they don't want you going to our Twitter account. And by the way, this isn't a fleece, friends. This is really what's going on. They don't want you going to our Twitter account neither. Why? Well, what you need to do is check out Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1. Folks, we're simply giving you history.
And the truth.
We're not...
A little too much truth for these people, I think.
I guess so. And we're just going to have to deal with those issues and cross that bridge if we come to it where we have to deal with them. We had YouTube some years back actually block one of our videos. It was called Look to Canada. It was exposing the whole gay agenda. Well, one homosexual, probably the only one this side of the border at that particular time, you know, complained about it, and YouTube shut it down, and we had broadcasted it on radio, and I don't think it was within an hour they put it back up. I will deal lawfully with these people, friends, if I have to, because I'm not going to put up with it. And, again, they're not going to violate the Constitution of the United States. And if they do that, again, we're going to have to deal with them. But, again, friends, they don't want you checking out our websites for some reason. And, again, check them out. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley Dean, double E. There's two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. And then also go over to our Twitter account, because Twitter's playing the same unlawful game, friends. That is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. I also want to let you know that phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. Chase, anything wrong with phones?
What's going on?
I am ready. I am ready to receive all of your calls.
Oh, it's getting ridiculous, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works. And this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. But before I hand it over to you, Stephanie, people need to understand what's going on in their country today. Real quick. Did you know that Disney is having some serious issues in Florida? The police are doing sting operations concerning the employees at Disney in Florida as well as Universal. You know what they're finding, friends? Sex sting operations, because what they're doing is they're busting employees that work for them concerning child porn, and employees also trying to set up adult kid sex, and the majority of them, friends, are little boys.
Pedophiles.
Yeah, they're pedophiles, yeah. Friends. So before you go on family vacation down to Disney, you might want to do a little homework. That is also posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. That's what's going on in your country again, friends. Another issue concerning the news in America, Border Patrol agents are saying, I will not obey unlawful orders from Homeland Security or from the White House. What else is happening? Well, citizens across the United States, namely hundreds of cities across America, are rising up concerning illegal immigration, and they're doing more than just talking about it, friends. This is how we preserve our republic, because our republic was not given unto us by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, interestingly enough, we were just spending the last couple of days. Yesterday, I had a lot of fun on the radio show, especially when we get into the vein of just pure gospel,
mm-hmm.
pure law and gospel. I love it because once we begin to talk about, you know, the things of Scripture, the Holy Ghost starts jumping all over you, and he starts taking over, and that's what we want to yield ourselves over to in the first place, is because that's how you feed the flock, because we can't do it within ourselves. We're motivated and led by the Holy Ghost. So in saying that, I had a lot of fun yesterday. What is it that you have to say?
Well, I love this topic as well, the topic of law and grace, because I think so many people out there today have a backwards, misguided understanding as to the purpose of the law and the purpose of grace and what grace means and what the law means. So hopefully today, for all of you who are listening, we can bring some nice clarity as to the subject of law and grace. Now, let's start off with a quote by D.L. Moody. He said, "Ask Paul why the law was given. Here is his answer, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God, Romans 3:19. The law stops every man's mouth. I can always tell a man who is near the kingdom of God, his mouth is stopped. This, then, is why God gives us the law, to show us ourselves in our true colors." He said the law can only chase a man to Calvary and no further.
That's right.
It is a great mistake to give a man who has not been convicted of sin certain passages that were never meant for him. The law is what he needs. Do not offer the consolation of the gospel until he sees and knows he is guilty before God. We must give enough of the law to take away all self-righteousness. I pity the man who preaches only one side of the truth, always the gospel and never the law.
Wait a second, but you can't rightly preach the gospel until you first preach the law, because grace is given to those that are dead in their sins, Romans 6, Ephesians 2, 1.
That's right. Gospel and grace will never be, the gospel is good news. It will never be good news to you unless you realize your sin before God and your punishment that you deserve. So
That's right. But I'm going to give an analogy now, so I don't want to just run down each law quote, but I do want to tell you and bring it into context so you understand this is exactly what Jesus Christ did. Because, again, friends, just yesterday we were talking about Osteen and the false gospel. And, friends, he's a heretic. There's no question about it. He's apostate. He's leading church to the wide gates of hell, not through the straight and the narrow and difficult is the way. He's not standing for anything. As a matter of fact, he's opening the doors for the wolves to devour the sheep in every sense of the word, because he won't confront sin. And yet when we look at a Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, he was right when he said the preacher's job is to slay sin, not to play with sin. And yet what we see is these false grace gospel, they call it, preachers who have done nothing over the last 60 years in this country but breed lawlessness. You know, interestingly enough, when you look at Scripture, you know, the law, theologians understand this, and you need to understand this, but the law of God, it doesn't help you, it condemns you. The gospel, if you believe, justifies you. So you have to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ through repentance if you're birthed by the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, being born again of the Spirit, the water. Okay? Going back to my point here that sin isn't to be played with, there were two women from Southern California who were about to cross the Mexican border to return to the United States. And when they saw what looked like a very small and sick animal in the ditch beside their car, well, they examined it and it looked like a little chihuahua. And then and there they decided to take it home with them because they thought, well, you know what, it's just a little puppy. Now, because they were afraid they were breaking the law, they put the dog in the trunk of their car and drove across the border. Once to safety on American soil, they retrieved the animal and nursed it until they arrived home. One of the women was so concerned about the ailing dog that she took it into bed with her and reached out at different intervals during the night to touch the tiny animal and reassure it that she was still present with it. So the dog, again, was so sick the next morning that she decided to take it to the veterinarian. That is when she found out that the animal wasn't a tiny, sick dog. It was a Mexican water rat dying of rabies. You see, friends, here's the point. The world, in the blackness of its ignorance, thinks sin, the transgression of God's moral law, is a puppy to be played with. It is the light of God's law that awakens the sinner to the fact that he or she is in bed with a deadly rat. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, says Proverbs 16:25, and rightly so. And when we go over to the book of Romans, chapter 6, we can also see that the end of sin is what?
Death.
So it brings forth death. Now, to bring it in, line upon line, precept upon precept, I go over to James 1, and it says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." And then he said, "Let no man say when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth
death."
That's it. There's nothing good about sin, and it's not a puppy to be played with. And so often in America, you just think it's okay, namely in this country, they think it's okay to go ahead and play with it until they actually reap the harvest. Now, in saying that, let me go over and give you an example in Mark 10. Now, we're talking about what Jesus did and how Jesus operated, how Jesus in the flesh, incarnate, preached 2,000 years ago. Though he sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father now, his Spirit is very much alive through those that believe his word, and his Spirit bears witness. I go on. Mark 17, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled down to him," to Jesus, "and asked him, 'Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, and that is God.'" The first thing Jesus said, listen carefully, Gentiles, listen carefully, America. The first thing Jesus said to the Jews that knew the law, because unto them was given the oracles of God in Romans 3, Jesus said this: "You know the commandments." I'll stop right there. You know the commandments. I've shared with you in the past, friends, that when I do tea parties, When I do church events across the country, radio, whatever the case may be, I'll ask how many in that room or how many are listening are actually Christians. And without fail, almost every hand in the room will go up. And then I'll ask them, how many of you in this room can actually name three of the Ten Commandments? Folks, I can count on one hand how many people raise their hand in a room of 100 or 200 people in most cases. Wait a second, you call yourself a Christian and yet you know not his law, then I got a question for you. What brought you to the foot of the cross in the first place if you don't know that you violated God? In other words, what brought you
to Christ?
To repentance.
Exactly.
To repentance. If you don't know the law, you don't have a reason to repent. Now let me go on here. Thou knowest the commandments, Jesus said to the rich young ruler. Do not commit adultery. That's number 7, Exodus 20. Do not kill. That's number 6, Exodus 20. Do not steal. That's number 8, Exodus 20. Do not bear false witness. Do not lie. That's number 9, Exodus 20. Defraud not. Honor your father and your mother. That's number 5, Exodus 20. And he answered and said unto him, Master, because he wanted to justify himself, this man did, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus looked on him whom he loved and said unto him, one thing you lack. Listen carefully, friends. Jesus didn't tell him everything was good because, friends, you need to keep in mind, Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world that everything was okay. His message to his church was, go forth, preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what he preached. And then he said, raise the dead, heal the sick, so on and so forth. Preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In America, we don't hear repent anymore because we don't see the preachers, namely in the Gentile lands, America, preaching the law of grace anymore. Am I missing something here? I totally get this. This is easy. This is elementary. A little child knows this. When you get pulled over by a police officer and he gives you a ticket, the first thing you ask him is, what law did I break? He hands you the ticket. There is your judgment. You have to pay the fine. Right? But the first thing he did was make reference to the law that you broke. The church has done away with the law of God in America today to their own shame. Wasn't it Jesus that said those that preach the commandments of God? He said they'll be considered what? Great in the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
And he's also the one that said, I think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. When you read Romans 3:31, do we make void the law of God? No, we establish the law through faith. And isn't it interesting? Jesus Christ on the cross, when he died for what purpose? He died for the sins of mankind, right? And it also showed you, on the other hand, how much God hates sin. But it also shows you how much God loves mankind to redeem him through the sacrifice and the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. I love this topic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Unseen Now. Proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump in at any time, now would be the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Pros and or cons. Folks, we're going right from the Word of God. Again, not giving you our opinion, giving you the facts. Jesus said to the rich young ruler, "Thou knowest the commandments." Remember how I shared with you yesterday that Isaiah 8:20 says that if they speak not against, or I'm sorry, if they speak not concerning the law and the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Again, you know how many people are out there right now confused because they have everything completely backwards and up on its head?
Completely.
Instead of understanding that grace is there by the influence of the Spirit. Yes, it's unmerited favor, praise God. But what does it do to empower us? It is there to influence us by the Holy Ghost and to restrain us from sin, to overcome, not succumb. And what we see today is we see the American people being taught from the lawless pulpits that grace is to be used as an occasion for the flesh. In other words, go ahead and use the grace of God as a cover-up, not knowing, friends, that scripturally it's not a cover-up, it's an empowerment to overcome.
That's exactly right. The meaning and definition in people's minds is so different. They think, well, because there's grace. I've even heard in interviews people say before, who are being interviewed and asked, you know, taken through the Ten Commandments, well, supposedly, you know, your God's all loving, so you can just basically ask for forgiveness. You can do whatever you want as long as you ask for forgiveness. That's what people's understanding and mentality of grace is.
Oh, and they act accordingly.
And that's not how it is. Grace, as you said, is the empowerment to overcome your sin, not your excuse to stay in your sin because I can do whatever I want. Just have to say a quick prayer, and, you know, I'm free to go. That's not how it works.
We're quickened by grace through faith. Folks, we're saved by grace, as a matter of fact, in Ephesians 2:8. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. that is the gift of God. But friends, what are you doing with the gift of the sacrifice giving on your behalf for the redemption and salvation that God has promised to those that obey him?
Yeah, and let's make it extremely clear to us. The Bible says in Galatians 3:24, as you mentioned, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law doesn't help us. It leaves us helpless.
Amen.
So, for example, if you're going to be witnessing to someone, the true biblical way of salvation is, first of all, take them through the commandments. Do you think that you're a pretty good person? Ask them the question, because the Bible says that most every man will proclaim their own goodness. So you're going to get a, yeah, I think I'm a pretty good person. Okay, well, have you ever told a lie before? Okay, yes. You know, have you ever stolen anything before? Okay, yes. Have you ever looked upon a man or woman to lust after before? Then it shows their conscience.
But wait a second. Then I hear, oh, like you haven't. Yeah, but the point is, friends, you need to keep in mind, we're the preachers, right? We're the preachers giving forth the word of Christ, not the word of Bradley or the word of Stephanie. Christ is the standard, man is not.
That's right.
We're all sinners saved by grace to those that receive the grace.
That's right. And repentance means you've turned from your sin and you're walking on with the Lord as the Lord empowers you through his grace to overcome sin and not to do those things that you once did in your past.
Well, interestingly enough, Paul cried out against his sin
when he said,
I do those things that I don't want to do, and the things that I don't want to do, I do do. It's interesting that he was crying out against his sin, but who saved him in Romans 7? It was Jesus Christ that saved him from himself. He said, with my mind, I what? I serve the law of God.
That's right.
I stayed to the law of God, which is spiritual, whereas he understood that he was carnal, sold under sin. This is, again, not difficult, friends.
And it's a fight against your sin. It's not an excuse to, oh, my goodness, it just overcomes me. No, you're always fighting the good fight of faith as Christ empowers you to overcome. You don't just go along with sin. That's why it's a war, a spiritual warfare.
But again, you got to keep in mind, we're talking about, you know, false grace preachers in America today. We have a lawless society because of a lawless pulpit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also interesting to note that when you're talking about the very things that you're talking about right now, you know, again, Paul cried out against his sin because he understood grace, not to commit the sin, lest he should consider himself to be a castaway, 1 Corinthians 9. But it's interesting that preachers today, they're teaching you to actually defend your sin rather than to cry out against it, and it shows you how upside down it is, and that's why they have so many counselors in the churches in America trying to prop up other people, and it's not too long before those counselors actually need to be propped up just to stay where they're at, trying to prop up. These are called mushroom converts, friends. They've never been converted.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that they've been converted to Christ, and Christ is the author and the finisher of their faith. You don't have to sit there and babysit them along to make sure they serve Christ. How ridiculous.
Of course
it is. How vain.
And Jesus never followed anyone. Men and women followed Christ. No one has to tell you when you're hungry to go to the fridge and find some food. If you're truly hungry, you're going to go towards where you know the source is. If you're truly seeing your need for a Savior, no one's going to have to draw you unto Christ. You're going to go to Christ on your own because you see your need.
That's right. What happens when you reject Christ, though? Well, just like I said yesterday, he's either going to be glorified in your salvation or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. It's your choice. Hey, folks, it's the same thing in natural causes. I mean, either you're going to live for the sacrifice. I mean, we see, again, let's go back to the Constitution so I can explain something in the natural so you understand what I'm saying to you in the spiritual. When we look at the men and the women and the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America through their sacrifice, through their blood, they died magnifying the laws. So did Christ. Okay? Now, interestingly enough, either you're going to live for that sacrifice, because we know in the natural, freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, right? So we have to take responsibility and magnify the same laws that they died to magnify the freedom and the laws that they gave us, magnifying the freedom that they gave us through the laws that they were magnifying. Because if we don't do it in the natural, guess what's going to happen? We're going to lose our freedoms if we don't live for what they died for. And guess what's happening in this country? We're allowing, going back to a culprit, going back to a criminal, going back to those that violate God's moral law, we look at an administration that is actually desecrating the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we've been given unto us by those soldiers that were so willing to give unto us freedom through their sacrifice. Well, we have to realize that men don't have the right to desecrate the memory of those that have been sacrificed on the behalf of our freedoms. Boy, oh boy.
That's a mouthful.
But it's true, and there's so many different ways that you can say it. But in the natural, you know that that can't happen. How much more in the spiritual? You must know that that can't be the case. We either live for what Christ died for, or we're going to be condemned for what Christ died for. That's just the bottom line. Let me go back and show you in Scriptures, Mark 10, where Jesus was talking to the rich young ruler. The first thing Jesus said to him is, you know the commandments. He named them off. Then the Bible says in verse 21, then Jesus, beholding him, looked upon him, whom he loved, and said unto him, this one thing you lack. Now, if you go for the one thing that men lack prophetically, guess what? They're going to say, who are you to judge me? Why the control? Why are you so condemning? No, wait a second. A preacher is not ordained to go out and establish his own will. He's called by the Spirit of God to live out God's will. Why would a man have a care for another man if he hated him? Why would he look at him and say, it's this one thing that you lack? Within himself, he could care less what you're doing, but a preacher does have a care, and so does the great shepherd of the sheep. Because he looked at this rich young ruler, and he said, loving him, friends, one thing you lack, go your way. He went right to the heart. He said, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. The Bible says that the rich young ruler, who was trying to justify himself, was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. In other words, that's where his heart was. And Christ was saying to him, in essence, friends, thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. There's not two different ways or three different ways or four different ways that many preachers lead you to believe. There's only one way, and yes, it is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Jesus looked around about after the rich young ruler said that because he was sad and he was grieved, he went away because he didn't want to give up his goods, his heart. Jesus looked around about them and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? You know, Scripture tells me in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and then. You're taught by the modern day hirelings today that you want the hand of God, not the heart of God. God told you exactly the opposite as to the way things were going to work out. It's his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, not your will be done on earth and in heaven. In other words, he rules the roost, you do not. And it's really easy to give yourself over to that if you trust in him who died for you and who you love as well. The disciples were astonished at his words, the Bible says, but Jesus answered and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? He goes on, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. See what he's doing? He's magnifying law. The law says, thou shalt not covet. The law says, thou shalt not kill. The law says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus comes along and says, even if you look, he said, even if your hand offends thee, cut it off. If your eye offends thee, pluck it out. Of course, what is he saying, friends? He's showing you the value of your soul. That your soul is much more important than your riches or your lusts or your violations of God's moral law. I've said it this way, and this is a better way to explain it. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? How about we lose the world and gain our souls?
Mm-hmm.
How about we lose the world and gain heaven, because that's where we need to be in the first place? It's 100%, friends. It's not 90%, and the other 10% is the go ahead and do what you want to do and live the way that you want to live.
And that's the whole point, I think, with the rich young ruler, is Jesus said, this one thing thou lack. Even though he had the 90% right, Jesus knew what his heart was attached to. What was
that's
his
right.
idol? His idol was his money. So Christ didn't say, hey, great job for doing that since, you know, you were a child and good going. No, he said, listen, this is what you lack because I see your heart. I know your heart. I know what your heart is attached to. And he went away sad because he loved his riches more than he loved God. Jesus knew to go to the heart.
Let's come right back after this. Go to John 8 and let's talk about the woman that was caught in adultery. And let's see how Christ dealt with the woman that was actually busted breaking the law. We'll go through that real quick. Last segment, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about Law of Grace, friends. Over and over and over again. By the way, Romans 15, I believe it's verse 8, Jesus Christ was a preacher of the circumcision. To the Gentiles, you America, it is Law of Grace the same way, but you need to understand that Jesus was speaking to the Jews that knew the oracles of God. For the most part in America, they don't know their left hand from their right hand anymore, the way that they used to know back in the, you know, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, so on and so forth. So what we need to do is we need to resurrect what's never gone away. And that's why we see, Moses and the Ten Commandments posted on civil buildings across the United States of America, because that's based on common law in America. Hello. How do you know the difference between right and wrong? I had an atheist on the radio program one time. I just went down the line. Is it against the law to steal? Is it against the law to lie? Is it against the law to do this? He said, well, sure it is. I said, well, like it or not, my friend, that came from my father. He's in heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. He established that through the Mosaic Institution that Jesus fulfilled. Guess what the atheist had to say, friends? Absolutely nothing. It's called no gainsay. What could he say against the facts, friends? If people were educated in this country, we wouldn't have a left in the first place, because the right would know to do the right thing. But for the most part across this country, the right doesn't know what the right thing is. They just do what they think is right. So therefore, they're the standard rather than God being the standard. It's ridiculous.
That makes sense. Now, I want to go back to what, talking more about Law and Grace here. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he said this, a gospel which merely says, come to Jesus, and offers him as a friend, and offers a marvelous new life without convincing of sin, is not New Testament evangelism. The essence of evangelism is to start by preaching the law, and it's because the law has not been preached that we have had so much superficial evangelism. True evangelism must always start by preaching the law of God. The trouble with the people who are not seeking for a savior and for salvation is that they do not understand the nature of sin.
That would be the Greek.
That's right. Yep. It is the peculiar function of the law to bring such an understanding to man's mind and conscience. That's the point. We're hitting the conscience. That is why great evangelical preachers 300 years ago in the time of the Puritans and 200 years ago in the time of Whitfield and others always engaged in what they called a preliminary law work. Now let's go back to what did these preachers of old preach. This is what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, I do not believe that any man can preach the gospel who does not preach the law.
Of course.
He then warns, if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain. For it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose, and it must not be removed from its place. The law cuts to the core of evil. It reveals the seed of malady and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel.
In the natural, have you noticed in the 80s and the 90s, actually it came in more in the 90s and in the 2000s, where you see those medical billboards all across the country all of the time suggesting there might be something wrong with you, so set up your appointment to get your screening?
Right.
What are they doing? They're here. Suggesting, exactly, but in this particular case, I'm trying to equate it as to what we're talking about, law to grace, they're going to go to the doctor out of fear that there might be something wrong with them. Well, we're here to tell you that there is something wrong with you, and we're here to tell you that you do need a savior. So it's not an issue of you needing to be screened or not. I mean, all you good people out there that just don't need Jesus, I'm telling you, it's a sad place in America for people like you, because you know, sooner or later, you're going to find out you did have a need for a Savior. But again, what we're here to show you is the law of God only condemns, it doesn't help you, and it drives you to the foot of the cross where you put your faith in Jesus Christ and follow Him. There is no other method of salvation in any other, friends. Bottom line. Wanted to go to John 8 really quick. We got a phone call I want to pick up really quick before the end of the hour. But keep in mind, in John 8, there was a woman that was caught in adultery. It was the religious Pharisees who, by the way, sat in Moses' seat. They were self-righteous, Matthew 23. Interestingly enough, they caught a woman that was in adultery, and what they wanted to do is they wanted, you know, to catch Jesus in some form of false doctrine or spreading false doctrine, because the law says if you commit adultery, you're to stone them. Well, Jesus comes along, and the first thing he did is he looked at all of those that were pointing the accusatory finger at the woman that was caught in adultery. And he said to him, he said, because they were convicted in their own conscience, he went one by one from the youngest to the eldest, even unto the last, that Jesus was left alone after he said to them, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. Okay? So he was magnifying grace again. Keep in mind, he's the great prophet that knew the hearts, the thoughts, the intents of men's hearts, and he called them for what they truly were. Now, going to the end of this, Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, and said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath not no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Why? What took place in her heart over the time that she went through that trial? Jesus knew what was going on in her heart, whereas man did not. He said, neither do I condemn thee. In other words, there was probably repentance that was wrought within that short amount of time, because she understood now the severity of what the law would do when it would come down you in full execution, namely your condemnation and your eternal what? Future. Namely, in fire in that particular situation. What did Jesus say? He said, neither do I condemn thee. The preacher of grace said, law and grace said, go and sin no more.
That's the key.
Go and sin no more. How many times did he say that, friends? Others, he said, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Are you hearing that from these false gospel preachers today? False grace preachers? Absolutely not. They're teaching you, if you sin, do everything that you want to do. And the bottom line is you have grace to cover you, and we're all going to heaven no matter what we do. Baloney. Show me that in Scripture, friends. Nowhere is it to be found. I think we made the point.
I think so. It's a great point. It goes through law, judgment, mercy, and faith. That's the biblical way of salvation. That is how you lead men to Christ.
We got Tom calling from Maryland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you, Tom.
Just loaded up, yeah. Shoving everything into an hour again, Tom.
I was glad you brought up Facebook earlier. I think when you've mentioned in the past about the number of people who friend the ministry, give it a thumbs up, I think you're gauging your support by skewed numbers, particularly amongst a Christian audience. There's a lot of folks like myself who believe Facebook basically fell the day it was conceived and want nothing whatsoever to do with it. So I think what you mentioned before, that it will fall to another forum, I think it, for many, has already fallen. We just lack that other forum to show that we give the ministry a thumbs up. You know, Facebook, they engage in such inappropriate use of subscriber information and censorship and undisclosed agenda pushing. I mean, the list goes on. I don't think it's salvageable at this point. And it'd be nice if there was another forum. I bet if you put up a poll on your particular web page, not on Facebook, about supporters, I bet your numbers would double over time because, again, there's a lot of people who just want nothing to do with Facebook.
Yeah, and you know what? In most cases, rightly so, we understand the double standard that Facebook plays. We also understand who the founder is and where he gives his donations to. You know, but the bottom line is I'm called a preacher, and I'm called to be a preacher that goes out and seeks and saves that which is lost. And I'm supposed to go into the center of the issues of culture to change culture, not to be changed by culture. And the reason
I think you're right. As far as being, you know, on the battlefield, I think it's a good place for you to be in that regard. I just wanted to point out, not to feel like your numbers are a true reflection of how many people really support
you. Oh, amen. Yeah, Tom, what happens sometimes, and I appreciate that, what happens sometimes is I'll post something and it'll just get knocked way out of the park. But it's interesting that, you know, sometimes over the last 2 years that I've been on Facebook, it's interesting how many filthy things will come up, and I'll report them, I'll block them, and for some reason, according to the mind and hearts of those that work with Facebook, there's nothing wrong with the filthiness that they're spewing on the innocent. But when I begin to teach history and facts and biblical mandates, for some reason, all of a sudden, you know, they're talking hate speech and, you know, you can't be telling people this and that and the other thing. It's like, you know what, Facebook, if you want to go there, I'll go there with you. And I think the problem is too many people stand down. I'm not making any sort of innuendo here at all. But I'm saying those that stand down when they see what's going on through the violation of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights concerning freedom of speech, we got to do more than just merely complain about it. We have to set these people straight and let them know we're not going to tolerate your lawlessness and your bias because you don't agree with what we do or who we are. We are patriots. We are Christians and we are Americans. And if you don't like that, Mr. Owner of Facebook, we'll send you a one-way ticket to, well, the communist nation of your choice and see how it works out for you. And we'll give it over to someone that will actually operate and, you know, follow the rule of law in this particular situation. So I totally appreciate that, Tom. I really do.
Sure thing.
Amen.
And, you know, I think your reporting on it is, you know, is excellent because otherwise who else is going to come out and say, look, these people are deceiving you and pushing a false agenda.
Gotcha. 1 John 3:18, folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.